another Kabbalist write about it. Quote number one. By Rabash, what the Torah being called the middle line means in the work. Dari writes that the light is hidden, so that they will not be able to blemish it. The Creator gave us a desire to do good deeds, and as long as one is incapable of it, he must not feel that the Creator compels him to do good.
Cord was between me and the Creator.
Passage number 2, Rabash, come on to Pharaoh 2. We were given love of friends to learn how to avoid blemishing the Creator's honor. If one has another desire except to give contentment to the Creator, he will certainly blemish the Creator's honor by passing on his kedusha, holiness, to the external ones. For this reason, one must not slight the honor and importance of the work in love of friends, for by that he will learn how to exit self-love and enter love of others. And when he completes the work of love of friends, he will reach love of the Creator.
Whatever excellence one had in the previous degree.
Passage number 3, Rabash, Volume 3, Article 124, to serve me. If the fault one sees in the friend one believes that are actually his own, one has what to correct. It follows that the entire world serves him by showing him his faults. And he doesn't need to search for what to correct, rather they do him a great favor by revealing to him his own.
How we advance.
Passage number 4, Rabash, Purpose of Society 2. We need a society where everyone forms a great force so that together we can annul the will to receive that hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve the goal for which man was created. Then, all the individuals become one great force so that one can fight against himself, since each one is integrated with everyone. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. For this integration to occur, each person should annul himself before the other by each seeing his friend as high, seeing only the friend's merits.
Yes, Niv.
Number 5, Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. It is written, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. This means to make an environment that will help him obtain the greatness of his Rav. For through love of friends, who appreciate the Rav, who discuss the greatness of the Rav, each of them receives the sensation of his greatness. Thus bestowal upon one Rav will become reception and sufficient motivation to engage in self-correction. And obtaining the greatness depends entirely on the environment and
the revelation of the Creator.
Number 6, Rabash, Article 21, Concerning Above Reason. Through adhesion of friends, they can obtain new qualities that they lack in order to achieve dvikut with the Creator. This can be attained only when he sees the merits of the friends, and then he learns from their actions. Hence, when the evil inclination shows one the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But it would be better if he could see the merits of the friends within reason, that the friends are greater than him. This is why we should ask of the Creator, let us see the merits of our friends and not their faults.
Next.
Number 7, Rabash, Article 21, Concerning Above Reason. By bonding with the society through envy towards the friends, when he sees that they have better qualities than his own, it motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which they have and he doesn't have, and on which he is jealous. This way, he gains new qualities from the society by being jealous of them. Thus, he can become greater because he acquires.
Next.
Number 8, Bala Sulam, Shamati 99, he did not say wicked or righteous. If one does not have any desire and craving for spirituality, but he's among people who have a desire for spirituality, if he likes these people, he receives their strength and aspirations according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to them.
And this is how he can advance.
Number 9, Rabash, Volume 1, The Agenda of the Assembly 2. It is written, "And the multitude of people is the king's glory. According to the size of the society, they have the power to establish a strong atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator in each one. Then each one feels that he can bestow upon the Creator, and that is very important to be among people who have been rewarded with serving the Creator. And every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he is bestowing upon the Creator. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator, it gives each one according to his degree importance of the greatness of the Creator, and he can walk all the
seed." If everyone departs from thoughts of self and only think of the friends not lacking anything, engaging in it in love with all their heart, according to the definition of love your friend as thyself, then each one no longer needs to worry about his own well-being, and can easily keep love your friend as yourself, because one will not fail into fear of one's own well-being. If everyone is loving and caring, that one will lack nothing of one's needs. Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed to the Ervu. All right, so let's conclude this with excerpt 11.
11, Rabash, letter 8. "And once I have acquired love, the heart longs to unite with my friends. It seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them, the hands embrace and the feet dance in love and joy together with them in a circle. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries and forget there is a great distance between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I imagine that there is no reality, only me and my friends. After that, even the I is mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only